welcome back to Troubleshooting Agile. Hi there, Jeffrey.
Hi, Squirrel. Hey, Squirrel, I had a funny thing happen this week that I thought was a funny follow-up to our podcast of last week. We were talking about the Agile software and what it means to be post-chasm with Agile. And I got yet another email that was from a newsletter or a link or something like that. And it was an article about how Agile is dead. I think this one was about how Agile is really dead or super dead or, you know, really effing dead. I can't remember exactly. I went to go look for the link today, and it turns out I couldn't find it. And the reason is because there were so many of them. Even when I limited the search just to this year, there were dozens of articles about how dead Agile is. And if I didn't limit it this year, they go back years and years about how dead Agile is. And I thought, well, that's really funny. If it's so dead, why is everyone still talking about it? And also, I don't really agree. But I'm curious how you think.
Hey, I hear there's even a podcast called Troubleshooting Agile, which is all about how to fix Agile. So if it's dead, maybe those people should change the name.
Yeah. So it could be a problem for us. So what do you think? Do we need to rebrand or do we need to change the podcast title? What's your view?
Well, I think it's not at all surprising that lots of people want to take pot shots at a process that's or a set of processes, a set of principles that lots of people have been using for a long time and which get misused a lot, which is what we were talking about last week. But for me, it's just really irrelevant these days. I mean, we have Troubleshooting Agile. We have the book Agile Conversations. The word probably appears on douglasquirrel.com somewhere, but it's not something that I talk about day to day with clients. And I'll give you a really good example of that. Last week, I was evaluating a company. They'd asked me to have a look at their team and then help them to hire a new leader. And so I was interviewing everyone and finding out what they were all doing. And it was the usual really enjoyable experience learning about how they built software. And they did it really well, and I had lots of good things to say and minor tweaks to suggest. And they were using a process that, as I heard more and more about it, became very clear fit into the Kanban or Kanban or however you say that model, which is one of the flavors, many, many flavors that people use for building software in an agile way. And they just never said Kanban. They never actually said the word. And so right. In my report, I said, it looks like you're using Kanban. You might want to read the book called Kanban, but you know what? Actually, you're doing it pretty well. So there's not really a problem here. So wandering around saying Agile is dead doesn't seem to advance the conversation very much for me. There are lots of people doing clever things and building good software, and some of them have no clue what it is, what the names are for what they're doing, and that doesn't matter.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because when I thought about this, I thought about how I still use the word Agile and I like it. But it also occurred to me that you probably don't. That's probably not an important part. When you go in to help a company, you don't talk about Agile. And I was thinking about the difference that. And I think part of it is that you're there to make a difference in a very short period of time, right? And
yep.
And to educate people about even by Agile probably is not very value add.
It isn't, and it isn't because it doesn't produce immediate results. What produces immediate results is actually practicing and doing things differently. And then you can learn the names for things. And these folks had already got a lot of that. Full disclosure, I had coached them a year and a half ago, so it's not at all surprising they kind of osmosed this, right? They'd picked it up. I hadn't taught them Kanban specifically, but I had told them how to deliver software really quickly and get it in front of customers and get lots of feedback. And guess what? They knew how to do that. But they just didn't have the specific names and the rituals and so on with all the right words. They were just doing all the right stuff, and it was working well for them. So yeah, you're exactly right. When I meet a founder, when I meet a CEO, when I meet a COO, and I'm talking to them about the difficulties they have with their tech team, why they aren't getting the results they expect, I'm talking about business results, talking to customers, getting rapid feedback, all those sorts of things, which are agile concepts. Those are things that drove Kent Beck and I'm forgetting all the other signatories, but all the folks who went up to whatever ski cabin it was and signed the Agile Manifesto, they were irritated by the glacially slow waterfall processes that were around them, which didn't deliver results. And so guess what? They had defined all their own methods, put something together to define a common term for all of them, and it was very successful in gaining mind share, right, at getting people to pay attention to it. But what a lot of people lost along the way, as we talked about last week, is what it actually meant, what the actual goals were, and they would become agile in name only. And that's where I think we've had a lot of difficulty, and why people like to write articles saying that it's dead. I just think it's irrelevant.
Well, it's interesting. And I think that now I want to see, make the other case from my view. I, the reason I still use agile and or lean or other type terminology in my context, and in both in my sort of 4 day a week job and also in my coaching, is I tend to have more extended time with people. And I think it's really, you hit on the key thing. It's like, well, what does this word mean? I'm spending enough time with people where I think it's worth the investment to define the language that we're going to use over many, many months or even years. And I thought about this a bit, about like the idea of ubiquitous language and domain-driven design. And that the whole point is that you come up with language that you say is going to be exactly what you use within a certain bounded context. You are defining an area where you say, this is what these terms mean when we use them. And since I'm working with people over a long period of time, it's efficient for us to define our terms. You know, we aren't just making immediate impacts. We are, but we're going to be refining it over a long period of time. And so to be able to say something like, well, that's not very agile, or, you know, that's waste, to use a term from Lean, then we kind of are coming up with jargon that we can use to make future conversations more efficient. And I think the you hit it exactly when you said, you know, people don't know what these terms mean anymore. And it's a bit like, you know, we had a podcast a few weeks ago on no vehicles in the park, about how the concept of a vehicle, something so simple, we actually don't share. And I feel that's kind of what's happened with Agile. It, not that it was very precise in the beginning, right? It was more about a spirit. I mean, the terminology there, manifesto, was clear. We're talking about radical change. And there were a set of principles. And that's even what we talked about last week. It wasn't a set of practices. It was a set of principles. And people were trying to figure out ways in working that were aligned with those principles that they thought would be better. But what exactly it meant in practice is something that people needed to define over time. And now the term has become so broadly used and so misused that people aren't even sure what they meant. In fact, this week, someone I know who listens to our podcast had asked us about, you know, the Agile software being Jira, and then had the reaction was like, well, are you saying that you can't be Agile in using Jira? And I'm like, no, you missed the point. Jira is totally fine. But the point is that it's not, you can't say that you're Agile because you're using Jira or any other number of bits of software that they might have said. It's that the question here is, are you getting the results you want? If you're not, maybe these principles will help. And in my context, we'll define what we mean by Agile being better, what would be right for us. It's not supposed to be a cookbook. And so this idea that people saying Agile is dead, it's like, okay, well, maybe that means you can't use it anymore to mean a specific thing. But it, even then, like, was it ever one specific thing? I'm not convinced. But the reason I like troubleshooting Agile and the reason I like Agile conversations is that trying to identify those people who are trying to do something different. When people say that they're trying to be more Agile, I have a sense of where they're trying to go. And the key thing there is when they're saying, like, they're trying to be more Agile, that they're trying to move in a certain direction, I kind of have a visceral sense of what they mean. But when they say they are Agile, then I maybe have less sense of exactly what they mean. I don't know, how does that strike you and compare to your experience?
Well, it very strongly reminds me of a different conversation that it only just hit me as you were describing it that way. I was talking with a very, very effective product leader who I was coaching and helping, and I'm getting close to the end of helping him because he's become so much more effective. He's really getting business results. He's got a much clearer strategy. He's using the skills of the technology team in a different way that means, instead of doing kind of abstract research, they're actually getting feedback from customers. So his effectiveness has really, really improved. And he asked me something that many of our listeners probably ask themselves, since they're the sort of people who listen to podcasts trying to get better, as you said. And he asked, well, what does good look like? I mean, we've made some things better, but what are we aiming for? What should I be trying to do? And I went back to something I've been talking about a lot this year, the Kinevan framework, which we've mentioned many times here. And I said, after reflecting on it for a long time, this wasn't an easy answer for him. I said, we're in the complex domain, meaning this isn't the world of experts. This isn't someplace where you can look up the agile software, turn it on, and it works for you. This is the domain right. where nobody knows what the rules are. There are some. We're trying to discover them. And so the measurement of is and the question to ask is not what good looks like. The measurement is the slope right? Are we moving in the correct direction? So you're not trying to get to some absolute accurate result which works for you. He's also in a very cutting edge software area, something where people are discovering new stuff all the time. And so we don't even know what good looks like for customers. Customers don't even know what they want. So it would be silly to say we have this picture of how he should work with customers, with technology team, with the marketing team, with everyone else. Instead, what we want to look for is today better than yesterday? Is tomorrow better than today? And what are the measures that we're using to determine whether it's better? And I pointed him to, of course, as I would always say and you would say, business results. Are we selling more? Are we reducing churn? Are we minimizing costs and improving our margins? Those are the sorts of things he can be using now that he's really connected and aligned with the rest of the business and delivering some value for them. He can look to see, am I delivering more value tomorrow? Did I have a setback today and can I undo it? And it's only by looking at the slope rather than the destination that he's going to know whether he's getting better, not whether he's become good, according to some agile definition.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when just as you were describing that in that sort of process of improvement and reflection, is it reminded me of one of those Agile Manifesto signatories, Alistair Coburn. And he at one point claimed that the core Agile practice was the retrospective. And he said, because if you're doing that well, in other words, if you're in the way I want to say this is not, I don't mean a formulaic retrospective, but rather the essence of it is, you know, you try some stuff and then you look back to say, well, how did that work? And given based on what happened, what are we going to do next? This is really like a learning cycle. It's that cycle of learning and are we getting better? To me, that's always been probably the most valuable part of this, what we call Agile. Of are we improving? And this goes back to the very beginning when I was before the Agile Manifesto and in the extreme programming community. I think it was Ward Cunningham who's kind of said like, well, you know, the first year of doing XP should be by the book. The second year is XP with modifications. And third year, you're not doing XP anymore. You know, you've evolved to something different because you're constantly on that path of what would be better in our context. You're always adapting to what you're learning And I think that the point you say is, are we getting the results we want? Yeah, I often say like, we're going to keep track, we're going to keep score with dollars and cents. That's what we mean by being better is we're becoming more profitable. And if we're moving in that direction, then we're improving. And if we're not, then we're not learning what we need to do.
There we go. Well, that may really disturb some of our listeners who would like to get the right answer. They tuned into Troubleshooting Agile so they could find out what to do. And we're telling them, measure the slope, and there aren't any experts around for you to listen to, and you shouldn't even be following your practice after 3 years. So sorry for disturbing you, but that is our job. So if you're confused about what to do now, we have put you in, I hope, a productive state of befuddlement. And we'd love for you to get in touch and talk to us about that. And of course, if you disagree as well, if you think Jira is the agile software, if you think there is a right way, we'd be all ears, right, Jeffrey? I mean, we're laughing, but it would be super to hear about the right way to build software if someone has discovered it. So please do get in touch. If you have a direct line to God and you know the right way, we'll listen because we may discover something we don't know. And the way to get in touch, of course, is to come on over to agileconversations.com, where you'll find, in addition to email and Twitter and all kinds of other fun stuff and ways to get in touch with us, you'll find free videos, our book, material on how to use the ideas that we produce and all kinds of other stuff, always free. So we'd love to see you over there, as well as next week when we're back with another edition of Troubleshooting Agile. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Carl.